When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin,
you're listening to the Combination Defense Podcast. Here's our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Combination Defense Podcast. And yes, Coach Collins is crazy. And yes, this is like my seventh podcast and probably not my last, but I really want to share some of our secret sauce with combination defenses. And a lot of people in the intro, you could kind of hear that a lot of people refer to this as junk defenses. I'm not a big fan. I will use the word junk defense, especially sometimes in our promotional stuff. But just so people, when they're searching for it, can find it. But I don't love that because I don't think it's junk defense. Junk pertains to something that is of no use, that we're getting rid of, that we have to use it. And I don't like that. I think it has a negative connotation. And I think some of the best teams, and you can see it in the NBA, you can see it in the NBA finals, people playing a combination defense. So what is a combination defense? It's a mixture of man and zone. So, you know, all of you listening, some of you are man coaches, maybe some of you are zone coaches. Maybe some of you play both. Maybe you play a man to man and a matchup 2-3, whatever it is. There's lots of different defenses out there and lots of different ways of going about it. I'll give you one example. We'll go through over the next several months about this. And once you're done with the podcast, if you like this, I do have a course, combinationdefense.com. I'll put the link down in the show notes too. You're listening to this beginning in November. By Thanksgiving, it's going to be more expensive. So if you want to get in now. But anyway, so some of you are a mixture of them. So what is a good combination, like a box in one, is four people playing a zone and one person playing a man. That's one example of a combination or a defense. You know, why do I have them in my playbook? Okay. Why should you think about playing them? And I have a huge course, a very successful course. Hundreds of coaches have bought the Funnel Down Defense course. Why would I just go by that? Why would I need a combination defense? And I'm gonna this week, partly I'm gonna go through that, but I'm gonna go through it a little bit later on. And I'm hoping to share all the reasoning, all the things, all the craziness that Coach Collins has behind launching and using the combination defense, not only for my own teams, but to share it with you. So just to go through a couple things of, you know, why, what we'll be going over the next couple of weeks. We'll be going over the combination defenses. We'll be going over our triangle and two, our inverted triangle and two, our diamond and one, our box and one. And then some of our special combination defenses, some secret sauces. Some of them, 10X is one of them. We have a 2-date defense. We have ones that, again, use a combination of zone and man. But aren't maybe mainstream as much, and they're a little bit of you'll have to wait. I don't know when they'll probably December. I don't know when those will go up. Whenever Coach Collins gets to them. All right. So why do I play combination defense? So I'm going to start this because this is a long topic. I'm going to give you the reason behind it. I'm going to tell you that we've won games, we've won conference championships, we've won state championships, we've won things because of some of these reasons. You know, I'm not going to tell you which ones at this point. I do in the course, but all right. So first of all, changing defenses is a secret sauce. Changing defenses is a golden nugget that I'm giving you right now as a listener to this podcast. It changes pace. It slows. I'll use the funnel down for an example. We sometimes go to funnel down just to speed teams up. We'll go to a combination defense because someone's on fire or we have to stop. I mean, you know, again, where most of us are high school, junior high, you know, youth coaches, and we need to slow the person, the guy, the gal down, and a combination can do that. And we change after someone scores two or three times against us, we'll change it. We'll go from man to zone or zone to man anyway. This is just an extra little wrinkle to do it. So that's one of the bigs. I'm trying to change momentum. I'm trying to change the flow of the game because I think as a good coach, you definitely want to change the flow. You want to worry about the flow and change the flow. So that's number one. Number two, it's a hard defense to recognize. Couple things. First of all, it's hard to know how to score against it, which inside the combination defense course, I put some offense in there, some things, ways to score against it. So if someone runs it against you, I also put a tracker. Like I said up above, we change and we'll track each possession. So when someone scores two or three times in a row, we're out and we'll change, not necessarily to a combination boat. And I put my tracker in the course too. But it's hard to recognize. It's hard to know. I just think about when people run a really good matchup zone. It is really hard to know if they're in the matchup or they're in man or what are they doing? Are they switching, blah, blah, blah. So it's really hard for 3 to 10 possessions, which can be enough to change the momentum of the game to know, hey, they're playing a box and one on it. Box and one maybe is a little bit easier, but it's harder. And I think a huge thing, I put this course out because I just wanted to help people, but it's not seen. You know, you don't practice against it. You don't work against it. You don't see it that often. So the reps and the things in practice aren't necessarily there. You know, kids aren't used to being chased around and denied and those kind of things. And you can definitely see it in the summer and see it in youth and stuff. When someone's being chased in a triangle and two, it frustrates them because they don't know, do I run my man offense? Do I run my zone offense? What offense do I run? Coach, what do I, blah, blah, blah. Do I screen? Do I not screen? They're in zone, they're in man. So it's a defense that is not practiced against and not often seen. So next week I'll go through some more of my whys. What it is, whys, I kind of did this week, and I'm going to expand on some more of my whys and give a little background about why we, as a pretty successful high school basketball program, if I can pat myself on the back for 30 seconds, have used it because it's worked, and it's worked for a long time, and like I said, put a lot of trophies in the showcase. So till next week, again, if you like this, combinationdefense.com down below. And I'll put the link down below. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Have a great day, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.